This is John Batchelor. What follows is an excerpt from my conversation with my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's in Perth, Australia, about Ukraine and about the facts of the matter that the U.S. Congress is not likely, not probably, going to oblige the administration's request for additional monies. As Gregory observes, this is the last of the money coming from the U.S., and it might already be spent. What about Ukraine and its desperation? This includes its ordering Australia to deliver goods that it needs, including helicopters that Australia possesses to be rotated, to be done away with, to be destroyed because they're obsolete. Ordering Australia what to do. Ukraine is sinking, and Gregory measures it quite bluntly. We can see it from the U.S. We can see it from NATO, which is replenishing its arsenal now because it's depleted over the time supporting Ukraine. But the last days of Ukraine before the negotiations begin. Here's Gregory Copley.
Well, we're either at the edge of negotiation or at some internal action within Ukraine to remove President Zelensky, who really is prepared to fight to the last U.S. dollar and not realizing that he has, in fact, already spent the last U.S. dollar. President Biden has got other fish to fry at the moment in the run-up for the November 2024 elections in the U.S. And frankly, he's run out of any use for the Ukraine war as a distracting factor. He's also, I think, even lost interest in major support for Israel, although the Congress will not allow him to walk away from that. But the reality is that the only help that's coming now for Ukraine, or for Zelensky's part of Ukraine, is from Poland. He was very fortunate that Donald Tusk reassumed control over the Polish government recently, and Tusk has promised to repair the notoriously bad Ukraine-Polish relationship and send economic and other aid to Ukraine. This will help a little bit. The Ukrainian government has really become desperate and has become demanding, for example, of the Australian government, that Australia provide $30 million worth of high-grade coal for internal economic purposes and heating, of course, during the remainder of the winter, and also to provide all of its surplus Taipan Army helicopters, which were grounded in Australia last year, and which the Australian government is preparing to destroy. And the Ukrainians are demanding that these be turned over to Ukraine. And strangely enough, the Australian government, which has been really supportive of Zelensky, has been reluctant to allow this. And there's a big pushback in the Australian media and public against providing more free aid to Ukraine, especially when Ukraine has been more or less insisting that Australia do as it's told.
More of this later.